Welcome to the Paragon Podcast, where we speak with local charities and changemakers to see how they're making a difference. I'm your host, Anthony Mastromarini. All right, welcome back to the podcast. This is our first official guest episode. Very excited to introduce and launch the podcast with our first guest, Mail for Heroes. I have Isabella, Mara, and Sophia here to talk a little bit more about their initiative. So I'm going to pass it over to you guys to kind of just describe what you guys do and what issues and cause you've been tackling so far.
So I'm Isabella, and so I can give a brief introduction about the two people that I'm working with, so Mara and Sophia. So we are three science students going into second year at Western University in London, Ontario. And we decided we want to do something because we were all just staying at home and we had to leave university early and saw the crisis happening. So we kind of decided on, well, why don't we do something with the greatest impact, but also at a minimal cost to other people, because we saw the economic stress and the job loss that was very prevalent right at the beginning and up until now and continuing on. So we decided that writing the letters was going to be the best way for our like platform to grow, because it required just a few minutes of someone's time and then we would take care of the rest. We send the letters to nurses, doctors, also long-term care home workers, because that's where the COVID-19 was, I would say, had the greatest impact, especially on older individuals. So we want to include the nursing homes and long-term care homes in this as well. So we worked on that. And then recently we worked with Pass It Forward. So they bring meals to healthcare workers. So we thought it would be the best way to just attach the letters directly onto the bags of food that were being sent out. So that's what we did recently. And then we're still working on partnerships moving forward, but that's kind of a role that we all took on to do together.
Well, that's amazing to hear. I really wanted to feature Mail for Heroes as the first episode, not only because it's so COVID-19 relevant, but also because your organization, as you mentioned, is a little bit unique. So you don't accept donations, but instead are distributing letters to healthcare workers, which I find is, you know, very personal in terms of giving back. And along those lines, did you have any experiences where the people that received these letters were very appreciative of your initiative?
Yeah, so when I first reached out to all the hospitals, I got in contact with them and told them how many letters we were sending them, and they loved the idea. So I would usually send them by email. I put them all into one document and they would come back to me and tell me, like, we love this idea so much. Thank you. Our healthcare workers really enjoyed them. And some institutions actually put them up on bulletin like boards in the hallways.
Yeah, St. Michael's.
St. Michael's Hospital did that. So they would put all the individual letters that people created and drawings from children too on the board. So when they walk by, you just a minute of their day, they can read something. And it's very meaningful to them too, as it is to us as well.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty special. So you also mentioned that you submitted artwork as well. Mm-hmm. So was that kind of a pivot that you took a little later to kind of include some of these kindergarten students who maybe wanted to contribute as well? Yeah.
Yeah, that was something kind of that came later. We originally started off with just letters, but then I realized that I had some contacts with some kindergarten teachers and some teachers of the younger grades. And so I just reached out to them and like asked if it was something they'd be interested in maybe getting their students in school involved in. And they loved the idea. And one of the teachers actually was already doing a separate project with her students of designing like healthcare worker masks. And it was just kind of a classroom project for them. And she thought maybe they would be able to forward them to us so we could send those to the healthcare workers. So it started off with that, and then eventually from there, we had younger students submitting their own artwork just to something more personal. That it's just nice to see a picture, like a hand-drawn picture sometimes. It has a lot of meaning to it as well. So once we started receiving those, we thought maybe a lot more people would be interested in it. So we started to advertise that as well on our Instagram, that we were now accepting artwork. And from there on, we started to receive many more drawings to be sent to our healthcare workers.
Definitely like the way you guys are keeping creative. So you also mentioned school, and I think that also kind of plays an important role in kind of molding your views and molding your organization as well. You girls all went to the same high school, which happens to be the same high school I went to, and the same university as well. So I don't know if you can talk about how the importance of the schooling or the importance of you all three going to the same school had an impact on what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I think it definitely had an impact because we were already so close to begin with. So it seemed right to build a team together because we knew we would work well. We had worked well in the past and we knew we would work well in the future with this initiative and moving forward. And I think our high school and elementary school education together kind of helped form this initiative because I think it was always ingrained that our duty is to help other people and not to just sit around and like kind of, even if you could do something small, it's better than doing nothing. And at the end of the day, our goal was going to be to serve the greater community. And I think that's kind of what we did here.
So let's talk a little bit more about that community. I have a short list here of some of the organizations and hospitals that you guys have delivered letters and artwork to, and it's no small feat. So I have Scarborough Hospital, Humber River Hospital, Via Colombo, three times, St. Michael's, Northrick General, Markham Stouffville, Baycrest, Mount Sinai, Mount Garron, and Toronto Grace. Like, that's no short list. Very, very impressive. How did you get in contact with all these people?
So the first thing we did as a team is we looked at which hospitals we wanted to send them to.
Like, yeah, we started with a small list and then it grew.
And then it grew. And I reached out to their like foundation kind of email and their foundation office first. Mm-hmm. That's where they accept most of their like donations, or it's not a donation, but just like an act of kindness.
Right.
So I reached out to them through email, or we phoned them and they just kind of took it on themselves. They talked with their team and then tried to figure out the best way to deliver those letters to the workers. And the best way we found also as a team was to deliver them digitally, because most hospitals and long-term care homes didn't want anything, like they wanted paperless.
Right.
Because of the pandemic.
Yeah. So,
and then they got back to us and then they said, yeah, just send them over. And then they kind of, with their team, they figured out how to distribute them.
Okay. So clearly this was a journey, a lot of steps in the journey. Were there any kind of key moments, key messages or points or developments that really allowed you to succeed in this initiative?
Well, I guess it started with when we first created our Instagram page, when we first had the idea of starting this initiative. Once we started gaining a following, we knew we had some supporters behind us that would mm-hmm. help our initiative and maybe help it grow. So I guess some of our most monumental moments were when we received our very first letter, because it showed that there was actually people that were going to help us.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for just us three to start this on our own. So receiving our first letter was definitely a special moment for us, as it really set the initiative into motion. And then after that, it was more the goals we set for ourselves as a team, such as receiving 50 letters and then eventually receiving 100. So those are some of the goals we set for ourselves and we're able to achieve with the help of the community that was standing behind us. And then I guess once we started to make our first delivery and our further deliveries, we started to receive the positive feedback from the community and from our followers on our Instagram page. And that really showed us that people were behind us and that we could continue to help make this initiative grow together as a group and community. And it really helped just to even have a few people who were behind us supporting us on our Instagram page, because even if it's just a like on our post or like one mm-hmm. simple comment, it really helped us because it showed us people were supporting us, so that once we achieved our smaller goals, we were able to develop much larger ones that we could work towards.
Right. Yeah. A lot of the time it does come back to kind of the importance of community and having that group of people supporting you guys. But kind of want to cycle it back to any advice you have for young individuals who are planning to start their own initiatives? Like hopefully they're inspired by your story, and there are other people out there who kind of want to venture out and do the same thing.
I think we would say is if you wanted to start your own initiative or campaign or anything, you have to have like a clear goal in mind first. And then whether you're working alone or as a team, you need to demonstrate patience, passion, and dedication in order to help what you want out of your initiative to grow. Getting connections with certain people to grow your initiative also helps you a lot. Getting certain people to help you grow that too. And I think that just to go for it, kind of, and just like don't worry about what other people like think, or you know, like if it's what you want to do,
yeah,
and you're working with other people too.
Mm-hmm. And I think to go in it with an open mind, like not thinking that maybe you're gonna have the largest impact, like many charities and stuff like that, but even if you can have a small impact, or even just if it's not the biggest, that it still is meaningful and it still is purposeful.
Yeah, I think that was like us too when we first started it. It was like the things we do, it's a really small act if you think about it. It's simply just send a letter to someone, but you never really know how their kind of mindset goes throughout their daily life and what they go through, especially during this time. It's a hard time for everyone, but especially our healthcare workers. So you never know what they're dealing with. So even when they're able to read a small letter of encouragement or positive words, you never really understand how much of an impact that can actually have on them until you hear back from them and they tell you about what they've been going through and stuff like that. So I think there's nothing really to lose when it comes to starting these types of things like initiatives and charities. So I think you should really just go for it and help make a positive impact on others.
So just dive in, basically.
Yeah.
Head first. All right. That's good advice. It's good advice. But let's bring it back to a word that you guys actually mentioned to me before we started our little interview. And that word is strength. So on this podcast, we ask our guests to select a word that they feel is representative of their skill set and kind of their qualities as an organization. And you guys chose strength, which is a great word. And why is that special to you?
So I think we chose strength because when we first started this and delivered and kept delivering the letters to the hospitals and long-term care homes, we hoped as an organization to give the strength to those people that we were trying to impact, the nurses, the doctors, anybody who was on the front lines of COVID. So we wanted to give through the letters, through that simple act of a letter or a drawing, we wanted to give the strength to those frontline workers to keep persevering through those challenging times and tell them that we're there for them too. And just a simple thank you can go a long way.
That's awesome. And along those lines, we want to create some support for you guys. So the whole point of this podcast is to create a community here. And what ways can people reach out to you and connect with you and kind of help your cause?
So I think that the main way to personally help our cause is just to keep sending the letters in to our email address. It's mailforourheroes@yahoo.com. That's where you can send all of your letters. When you send the letters or your artwork, we format them into the cards, in the postcards that we send to the hospital. So you don't got to worry about like the formatting because we do all that stuff. So it's just your words. You send them to our email, and that's our kind of main way. And then also by supporting our social media accounts, our Instagram, our Facebook, to show you our goals and our goals for the future of our organization.
Yeah, and I think we're always looking for more people to join and help us out. So If anyone has ideas for us, like in the past we've had people request that we do certain nursing homes. Mm-hmm. And we had a request for Villa Leonardo. We had a request for Villa Colombo. We have requests for people to send to places that have meaning to them. So even if people have suggestions for ideas of what we can incorporate or how we can grow, or even if you want to help out, just to email us or even DM us on our Mail for Heroes Instagram page, because we would be excited to work with you and we would be excited to hear your feedback and any comments, questions, or concerns, or any ideas so that we can expand to new territories and we can grow.
Thanks again for joining us. Once again, it's Mail for Heroes. Follow them on their Instagram or Facebook, or send them an email at mailforourheroes@yahoo.com. All right. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Paragon Podcast. To ensure that you don't miss an episode, subscribe or follow us on Instagram at paragon.podcast. Thanks for listening and see you next time.